This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kremlin officials today are saying that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are still going forward with a meeting on Saturday during the G20 summit in Buenos Aires after President Trump said earlier this week he might cancel the meeting after Russian ships attacked and seized three Ukrainian vessels near the Crimean Peninsula last weekend. New reports are the Russian Navy is now blockading two Ukrainian ports.
This is the United States of America. We are the best in the world. And there's nobody close.
That's President Trump as he and the First Lady lit the national Christmas tree outside the White House last night. Today, reports are the president is going to sign an order requiring all owners of bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic rifles to shoot like machine guns, to turn them over or discard them within 90 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
At least two Southern California counties now under evacuation orders as rain could trigger mudslides and debris flows in areas that were struck by the Woolsey wildfire not long ago. The U.S. Senate votes to move ahead with floor debate next week on a resolution aimed at ending U.S. support for Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen.
The 63-37 vote is a big turnaround from earlier this year when the measure was blocked. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one of the co-sponsors.
We are fighting a war in Yemen that we haven't declared, that has never been declared or authorized by Congress. That's not constitutional, and it would be wrong for us to do nothing about it.
The vote also highlights the growing unhappiness with the Saudi regime in the wake of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The Space Force may not become the sixth branch of the U.S. military, as the White House has now directed the Pentagon to explore other ways of incorporating it into the Defense Department. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Still looking for answers after officials say it appears four children and two adults were killed in an Indiana structure fire early yesterday morning. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And right now, we're going to hustle and get in touch with Liz Peek, former partner of Major Bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim & Company, a former columnist for the Fiscal Times, writes for The Hill, contributes frequently to Fox News, The New York Sun, and other publications. Liz, how you doing?
I am terrific. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to have you here with us. Boy, where do we start? We've got so much going on. The Democrats probably may want to, you know, ask the Republicans to say, how do you herd all these cats? I mean, unlike anything before, boy, they really are discombobulated right now.
Well, let's hope they're discombobulated enough not to discombobulate the entire country. I mean,
amen
to that. I'm very concerned that we have four congressional committees headed by aspirants, people who want to make a lot of noise, like Adam Schiff, who are promising to investigate absolutely every aspect of the president's past, present, personal life, business life, et cetera. And I think it's going to be just wildly disruptive. You know, I'm really very anxious about this because with all the rancor abroad in this country, I think even though Democrats will, I think, wear out America's patience with all these investigations and accusations, particularly if a Mueller probe ever comes to an end, still it is not a favorable thing. And I just think that the tone of the country is not in a very good place right now.
Well, you know, in terms of approval for this kind of behavior of more investigating than legislating, it seems to be a minority of the mainstream of the Democrats that are interested in that. I mean, it's almost like they're saying, hey, look, we're going to put you in there. We're going to give you a chance. Let's see what you can do. And it wasn't like there was this incredible mandate. I mean, for them to garner 40 House seats, in light of what happened with the Republican Party, I think the Republican Party was cleansing itself because some of these congressmen realized that, look, for whatever reason, and this happens, you know, in major corporations, when you get a new chief executive officer who comes in, they go, you know what, I don't catch the vision. I think I'm going to take an early retirement. I'm going to get out of here. And I think, in my humble opinion, that was mismanaged greatly by the leadership of the House, because they should have managed this in such a way and not allow so many seats, you know, that were, you know, incumbents that were retiring. It just left the gates open.
I don't know if, in fairness, I'm not sure they had much to say about it. Let's face it, Paul Ryan is the leadership, and he was one who retired. So I totally agree with you. It would have been nice to put a stopper in that leaky bottle. But, you know, I'm not sure anyone anticipated how profound an impact that would have. I don't think anyone saw Orange County going blue, you know,
these
kinds of changes that we've seen. I thought it was an interesting, there was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of days ago, I think it was the Journal, about these, you know, what we've heard over and over again is these liberal suburbs and how they are really not Trumpers and they are really in the Democrats' column now. Turns out they're maybe voting for Democrats to express dissatisfaction with President Trump, but they're really not on board with climate activities, higher taxes to fund education, things like that, that are Democrat priorities. Mm. I think those seats, in other words, are kind of up for grabs, and they're not permanently changed. I think, you know, there are some changes that have happened in the last 10 years or 15 years that maybe are permanent. Some of the southern states that have gone red, et cetera. But I don't think this is permanent. In any event, the question is, you know, we are about to embark on another two-year sprint, believe it or not, to an election. And, you know, how, what's going to really matter? Number one, the economy. I wrote a piece that came out yesterday about how the liberal media has really talked down the economy. And, you know, it's just a, frankly, it was sort of a feeling I had in the lead up to the election that every possible negative item that came out about the economy was amplified in the media and all the positive things were suppressed. But, you know, if you look at actually the data, guess what? That is true. And, you know, the markets were very volatile, worried about oil prices. Well, oil prices are down, which is usually pretty good for U.S. consumers. Admittedly, there's an industry, big industry in the United States that's harmed by that. But the portrayal of that as proof positive that we were on the cusp of a recession, which is kind of what you read over and over again,
exactly,
is simply not true. Mm-hmm. What happened in oil is that prices were bid up in anticipation of the sanctions going into effect on Iran. And then it turned out the administration had given seven nations exemptions, big nations like China and Japan. So, in fact, Iran's exports didn't get clobbered the way everyone thought they would. So oil hasn't recovered yet. But let me guarantee you that if the Saudis and the Russians get in the same room and decide to put a brake on production, even for 3 months, that market rebalances. And, you know, prices are up 10% kind of overnight, I think.
Right.
So I really kind of am offended in a sense that the media would not only take such a biased view of the economic news that's coming across, I'm not surprised by that, but it actually hurts the country. It actually does present or create some pessimism, which, you know, has an impact on investment and spending and so forth. But
yes,
the news is we had a big holiday weekend, and
right,
consumers kind of said nuts to you, to the all the naysayers. They went out and spent like crazy.
Well, but there's, you know, and I agree with you in principle with what you said exactly, is that, you know, my question to the media and to others is, whose team are you on?
Yeah.
Are you on Team America or what here? I mean, you're doing everything you can to make it more and more difficult, and you're hurting the people that supposedly you say you want to serve.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's,
you can't have it both ways here. Yeah,
I totally agree. And I think, you know, again, I always sort of fall back on the common sense and wisdom of the American people. And the good news is I think they are commonsensical. I think they look at what's going on and they realize wages are going up faster than they have in a decade. You know, to have an 18-year high in consumer confidence, and the number is basically hovering around that. Don't read the headlines. Just look at the actual numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All the data points are still extremely positive, including, by the way, I think a headline number on inflation came out today, which is less than, it's going down because oil prices went down, which is something I wrote about a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at 2% inflation. I mean, we are hovering around it, but we're
right,
certainly not going above it. So Powell's comments yesterday,
which
triggered a big market move, was very welcome. But I also think it was sort of obvious. And again, it would be obvious unless you were on the side of naysaying the economy. And I hate to kind of sound like a conspiracy person, but I think it has been going on.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, this is the problem with this kind of, you know, news that's put out there and this negative reporting and everything. It does put you in the realm of the conspiratorial. I mean, even like with, like you were mentioning, some of these states that are changing colors overnight. And then we're looking at going, well, wait a minute, is there some fudging with, you know, the voter fraud? Is there voter fraud going on here? You know, what's happening? If you listen to the former attorney general, Eric Holder, he says, no, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I say, well, If that's the case, why are people getting indicted and spending time in jail for voter fraud if voter fraud doesn't exist?
Or how is it more people are voting than exist on the rolls?
Well, yeah, and how is it that people who die Republican come back and vote Democrat? That is a mystery to me as well. We've got more from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez. Liz Peek is with us. You can find out more from Liz Peek at lizpeek.com or follow her on Twitter at Liz Peek. Liz, what was the president thinking? of course, this always opens up an interesting question whenever you say, what was the president thinking when he threw out to the press that, he wasn't, it's still in play to pardon Manafort.
Well, was he thinking? I don't know. I think the remarkable thing about this president, he says kind of what's in his head. It isn't very, it's sort of the unvarnished truth. And I guess to him, he thinks that Mueller has gone after this guy, Paul Manafort, in a pretty unseemly way, crashing into this, the Dawn raid and all these things that have happened. I think Trump, in a funny way, is loyal to people who have been helpful to him, and he's pretty offended by the way the investigation has gone on. And, all this stuff, it's fair to say that that Manafort is in trouble because of Trump. That is to say, all these past dealings have nothing to do with the Trump campaign.
Exactly.
Chances are no one would have ever gone there or investigated it, except that he got close to the Trump campaign, or was, in fact, the Trump campaign advisor briefly. Right. So I think for President Trump, it's sort of like, well, wait a minute, this doesn't seem fair. I got him into this mess inadvertently, so maybe I can get him out of it. And, presidents do pardon people,
right.
And there's no – look, will he do it or not? I have no idea. But you know how he – he's sort of unfettered. I guess it's sort of on the table. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm with you on it, but I think it will happen. But even still, why bring it up?
I think he was asked. I know,
but even if he is asked, it's like, I don't want to comment on that. But you're right. He's totally unfiltered. He's thinking comes out.
When have the words "I don't want to comment on that" ever come out of his mouth?
I know, maybe it's a delusion. My delusion, I guess, that you think just a couple of times, can you just reserve comment? But you just lay it out there, and it's just you just start the feeding frenzy all the more. And of course, we've got the added information with Jerome Corsi now coming to the front, and it really makes this seem like some incredible circus. That if Mueller doesn't come up with something that has some sort of consequence. What are we, $20 million into this?
I don't know. I think more importantly, I think America's patience has worn thin on this. I think almost anyone who is not just vitriolically hating Donald Trump would say, let's get it done. This is almost 2 years now. And I remember Comey in a rare moment of transparency saying, anyone who can't conclude an investigation in a year really doesn't deserve to run one, or words to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think that's kind of legitimate here. This is the rabbit hole that we all were afraid he would go down, where you get involved in one tangent and then all of a sudden you're off onto another tangent. If it turns out that the worst thing that happened is that someone in the Trump campaign contacted Julian Assange or vice versa about leaking emails that would harm Hillary Clinton's campaign, I don't know. I can't even understand what's particularly illegal about that.
Right.
Is it unseemly? Yes. What is more unseemly is Hillary Clinton having tried to bias or working in collusion with the DNC to make sure that she was elected. Let's remember what the subjects of those emails were, okay?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing I think that's frustrating to Trump and everybody is that, Bob Mueller has to literally step over all these really, I think legitimate crimes, ignore those and go chase windmills like Don Quixote looking for Trump here.
I agree with you. There are all these live sparking wires having to do. Let's look what happened to the Hillary Clinton Foundation, right?
Mm, right.
Donations are down almost 60% last year from the year before. So what does that really tell us about why people were donating to the Clinton Foundation? We don't have to ask that question. We know why they were. Now, look, that's a pretty reasonable thing. You expect someone's going to be president. They could be very influential and powerful. So you give them money. But to a foundation, why not donate to – it just sort of casts a very expected cloud over – an organization, the Clinton Foundation, which was basically used to house her apparatchik sort of in between gigs. That's what happened. She had people who had worked on campaigns who were temporarily out of that political crease, and they went to work for the foundation and were supplied money with them. Their travel was provided by the foundation. Their public appearances were underwritten by the foundation. So the answer is, it was a pretty messy thing. And if you remember, when Peter Schweizer wrote his book about the Clinton Foundation and there was a spotlight on it, it came to light that the Charity Navigator, the big rating group for charities, had given them a very poor mark. And then, of course, the Clinton group went to work on that organization, and now it's 5-star or something. It is not 5-star. If you look at what they do, where the money has gone, it's an appalling travesty of a charitable foundation. But that's just the surface stuff. There is so much that could be investigated about all those donations to the Joustra organization and so forth, by the Joustra organization. It just smells to high heaven, and none of that has gone forward. And I got to say, as a Republican, I'm like, okay, wait, the Republicans have been in charge of the House and the Senate. Why hasn't any of that gone forward? I don't really know.
No, this is all, it remains a mystery, because it makes you wonder again what Donald Trump has talked about. It adds credence to, you know, the whole deep state apparatchik.
Yeah.
That we know if anything is bipartisan in D.C., it is the deep state.
Yeah. It's quite discouraging, I must say. And look, in spite of it, we have a lot of things getting done, and particularly judges being appointed to courts around the country that will have a bit of a tempering impact on the fact that Obama had 8 years to pack the courts
exactly.
with very progressive judges, and that nothing could be, I think literally nothing could be more important. That is the one branch of our government that, you know, is sort of the speed bump.
Right.
And as we hurtle towards a new progressive world, that is the speed bump. And, you know, they are getting it accomplished. It's just, I mean, here
And we're not getting any help from Jeff Flake, though, by the way.
I was just about to say, here we have Jeff Flake standing in the way of that, showboating again. You just want to slap that man. I mean, really, it just offends me beyond words.
Well, yeah, I mean, here it is. One guy is going to hold up everything. Yeah. I mean, I don't understand why they can't take it to the Senate anyway, just saying, hey, look, we're split on approval here, but let's go ahead and go forward with this.
I don't know. He wants to so-called protect Bob Mueller. So far, you know, we've had 2 years of people yelling and screaming about how Trump's going to fire Bob Mueller. Hasn't done it. I don't think he's going to do it. He's not going to. As we're approaching the end of this endless investigation, why would he do it now?
Yes.
Has he got Whitaker whispering in his ear, the new acting attorney general, that he should do that? I doubt it very much.
No.
Everybody understands what a firestorm that would be and how unlikely it would really advance the president's cause. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, especially right now, we've got so many, you know, with craziness at the border, we've got Russia, you know, doing what they're doing in Crimea, you know, as unstable as the Middle East is right now, still trying to deal with Saudi Arabia and did he or didn't he. This whole Khashoggi affair, I mean, there's so much to deal with here, Liz.
The nation, I tell you what, this anti-Trump hatred is beginning to endanger the nation.
Yes,
when
exactly.
When the anti-Trump forces are dictating foreign policy, Middle Eastern policy, how we should deal with our allies around the world, that becomes a danger point. And no one has ever tried to do that. When Obama sat down with Cuban leaders, with Iranian leaders, was he expected to sanction those leaders for the misdeeds of their past? No.
Right.
Look, are the Saudis some bad guys? Yeah, but there are bad guys. So get over it.
Exactly. Well, Liz Peek, as always, thank you so much for the insight. Appreciate the time. She contributes to Fox News, the New York Sun, and many others. Former partner of Major Bracket Wall Street firm Wertheim & Company. Liz Peek on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz. Have a great day.
You
stay
too.
Warm.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Kremlin officials today are saying that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin are still going forward with a meeting on Saturday during the G20 summit in Buenos Aires after President Trump said earlier this week he might cancel the meeting after Russian ships attacked and seized three Ukrainian vessels near the Crimean Peninsula last weekend. New reports are the Russian Navy is now blockading two Ukrainian ports.
This is the United States of America. We are the best in the world, and there's nobody close.
That's President Trump as he and the First Lady lit the national Christmas tree outside the White House last night. Today, reports are the President is going to sign an order requiring all owners of bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic rifles to shoot like machine guns, to turn them over or discard them within 90 days. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far my love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look at my hand, look at my side. You can count.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
If you want.
Hey, it's all about you and just for you. We're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, right here at the intersection of God and country. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the Counterculture Mom. I know you've missed her. She's been on a very busy assignment these days, and so whenever we can get a hold of her, we're honored and privileged to have her here on the show. She's a former Hollywood actress, pop culture expert. She earned her Bachelor's of Arts in Film and Television Broadcasting from California State University, L.A., and we love her and know her as the Counterculture Mom. Tina Marie Griffin, welcome back. Good to have you with us. We've missed you.
Hey, I've missed you guys. I hope your trip around the globe, Hawaii, all that went fantastic.
Everything went well, except for, getting a little bit of a, as you can tell, a little bit of a cold here as I was coming back from Hawaii, of all places. These aluminum tin cans that fly in the air at 30,000 miles, you know, and they circulate that air. And boy, I'll tell you, whatever you can do to protect yourself. I mean, I'm at a point now, Tina, where I think the Asians got it right. I mean, you see them, they're wearing masks, and you go, well, that looks kind of goofy. But you know what? They're healthy. They're walking off the plane. They're okay. So I go, okay, you know, I'm about ready to, I got some masks now for the next time I travel.
That is so funny. I was thinking the same thing when you were mentioning that you were getting a little bit sick on the planes. I'm like, well, the mask or option B would be to ride the wing of the plane on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. One or the other, I'm with you, you know. So, hey, look, we've got lots to touch on. So what's at the top of your list? Well, besides except for being banned from Facebook again, would you behave yourself? What's going on here?
Yeah, shame on me. That actually is at the top of the list. Just encourage people. I was going to let the listeners know, hey, you know, that shouldn't stop us. Facebook wants to say, I give up, wave the white flag, I'm going to tear down my page, I'm not going to deal with Facebook anymore. But in the back of my mind, I know that a lot of parents connect with me on Facebook, and so I don't want them to win. I'm going to post it, but I also don't have time to fight them, battle them, report it, because when I report it, like they just did a week ago when they banned me, and I'll explain what went down to have that happen. They said, if this is a mistake, please comment right here. So I said, yes, it's a mistake, and I explained what happened. And I hit submit, and it said, sorry, this page is temporarily down right now. So I took a screenshot of that because they actually didn't even allow me to have a chance to refute what they were saying I was doing wrong. And that is frustrating. But at the same time, we still have to pump out the truth out there. And right now, Facebook is where a lot of parents are, and a lot of parents are connecting with me. However, it's not just Facebook blocking me, which is aggravating in itself. It's the fact that I've had probably 5 to 10 people that I know of that reached out to me through text message and Messenger, usually text or email, because they can't get to me through Messenger, because when I'm blocked, I can't post anything, I can't share anything, I can't even answer my messages on Facebook, and I get a lot every day.
Right.
But parents are now telling me, Bill, that when they went on my page in the last 2 weeks, their computer screen went black, which has happened back in July already, but they were actually banned from logging onto their Facebook account, and they were notified by Facebook because they went to my page.
Just going to your page. I know.
Going to my page to look at it. So it's getting nasty.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, there was a report here last week, a conservative. His show is pretty much like ours, a bit of a variety show, interview type thing. And Twitter kicked him off. I mean, you know, no recourse, nothing. They just said, hey, you're done. And so, wait a minute, you know, you can't even talk about it. I mean, we've been fortunate as far as Twitter's concerned. We've had too much of a problem. Facebook, we ran into a couple things, and the thing is, it's impossible to find out. Wait a minute, what did I say that offended you? What was the problem? And the only thing that I could discern, and I had to kind of just do this, you know, in walking back everything and saying, okay, what did I say that could possibly be so controversial? And the only thing that I could come to mind was we reported on when Death of a Nation was out, and we were supporting Dinesh D'Souza. They didn't like that. And so we were blocked, but with no explanation other than we were blocked and that we behaved ourselves. But, you know, I've gone through a couple of those things. So you just think, well, you know, if I go through another one, am I going to hit the intolerable level as far as they see? And then we're off.
Yes. And that's what's tough. And they want to try to silence us. So I've always been the kind of person, I know you're the same way. Are they going to tell me what I can and can't say? Absolutely not. Like, I don't want them, and I'll explain what's going on in a minute here, but I don't want them to try to limit me or make me afraid of sharing the truth in love, of course, always in love, but sharing the truth. Otherwise, they win. Then why even have a page up that says Counterculture Mom, but I'm talking about, you know, socks to buy for Christmas? I mean, my thing is, how can we keep our kids safe from harmful entertainment? And yes, it's going to be in your face, but I'm actually protecting parents. And what drove me nuts about Facebook is this. I posted a warning clip from Big Mouth again, because a lot of parents don't even know this is going on. It's one of the top animated cartoons that our kids are watching through Netflix, not my kids, but other kids, a lot of kids. And it was complete nudity for a 5-minute video of these women, like complete nudity, Bill. And this was available on Facebook. So the video I took was then share on my wall explaining the dangers of Big Mouth were from Facebook.
Right.
They allowed Big Mouth to post it. It got 74,000 shares in under a couple days. Not censored, but when I reposted it and said, danger, warning, here's what Netflix is promoting to Big Mouth, then I was censored and blocked off my page for 3 days because I shared Facebook but didn't share Big Mouth saying, great show to watch for kids. So that's why I got blocked. So then when I got unblocked and I posted a screenshot of why I got blocked, if you want to know the story, they posted the video again and did not post my picture. And so I'm like, watch them put me in jail again for something they posted on my behalf that I did not post.
Right.
Well, it's getting so backwards.
Well, the thing is like, what happened to our First Amendment?
Yes.
I mean, all that's out the door. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not participating, we're not activated citizens on this. This is what's happening. This is the big concern that even our legislators have over Facebook, Twitter, all the social media entities, because they've become such powerhouses, they are controlling the narrative. And this has been the question we've asked. Tucker Carlson, others have asked this question, is what is the standard? Who are making these decisions? And it's all nebulous. And then you have Mark Zuckerberg come on and, you know, talk to Congress and say, well, you know, we think it's a minor issue. We're addressing that. Well, how do you address it when you're so permeated with liberal thinking and activism that, you know, how do you allow it? I mean, they already had somebody who just resigned from Facebook, and they were dealing with this for 6 months, said that they were going to address this issue. This individual happened to be interested in the conservative viewpoint, and it wasn't being allowed to be expressed. Clearly, it was prejudiced. And finally, he just said, I give up, I and left the company. I mean, it's pretty sad because this guy's a very gifted, talented individual. But, you know, how many others has Facebook and other social media entities have lost because they've just squeezed them out? I mean, conservative thought is being squeezed out of social media. It's being squeezed out of the media, as you know, in Hollywood, whether it's Hollywood, in the newsrooms across the country today. I mean, it's a sad commentary. I mean, you're really basically telling 50% of the country, you know, they're not welcome and they're not a part of this. I mean, that's pretty dangerous.
It's pretty dangerous. And you know what? I'm wondering if the 50% isn't more just because of the results, praise God, were what they were in the White House for President Trump, because I really believe in my gut and heart that a majority of Americans are conservative. Their voices aren't being heard, or they're afraid to speak up because
they're not going
to
say anything. I mean, hey, you go to a place of business, you wear a Make America Great Again hat. You got drinks being spilled on you, getting attacked. Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, really, you hate the president so much that you are going to attack your fellow man? I mean, this is America? You got to be kidding me. I mean, come on.
I know. And then what do you sit back and say, Lord, come quickly, or get in the game? Because we still have to fight for our country and our kids. What kind of country are you going to leave behind for our munchkins? You know, they need to know that leaders are out there and in front of the battle lines.
Well, as people of faith, Tina, we always are in anticipation of the second coming. We need to be prepared for that. That doesn't change. But meanwhile, we must be about the Father's business. And right now, our responsibility is to do the best we can for our fellow citizens, our neighbors, our family. And that means, you know, we have a responsibility as activated citizens in this country, and we should be. We've got more from Tina Marie, the County Culture Mom, right after this. Stay with us.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Only once a year, take an extra 25% off. Save 30 to 50% on outerwear, save on boots for the family, and take 40 to 60% off FAO Schwartz toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash and snap a free picture in-store with Santa Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid November 29th through December 8th with promo code THANKYOU25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number: 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make
you. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down through the river. You
You know, I got to tell you, I love this time of year. Okay, Big Mouth, I'm sorry. We cut off the big voice again. He always loves this when I do this, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to frustrate him. This is Bill Martinez. We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. He's starting to say, I love this time of year, and it's interesting because, you know, here in Florida, we're in the 40s. I mean, this is like unrighteous. You can't be in the 40s in Florida. And so we got a little bit of a cold snap. We were talking with Liz Peek earlier. They're enjoying. I mean, for them, I mean, in 40 degrees here in Florida, you got a lot of cranky people, okay? Because we don't have coats here in Florida. And 40-degree weather, when you're used to, like, you know, at least, you know, mid-70s, 80s, you know, it can make you a little bit cranky. In New York, you know, you're mid 40s, you see some sunshine, you're happy and, you know, running around in a t-shirt, you know, but I love this season because it gets us ready. I think, you know, we're heading into the Advent season, getting ready for Christmas and all these good and positive things that, we have to celebrate and enjoy and remember, starting off with Thanksgiving, a great time for family. And I just think it's a joyous time and, we should make the most of it. But, meanwhile, we need to be on guard, you know, with our culture because, our culture is under attack. Our families are under attack. Tina Marie Griffin, as the counterculture mom, reports on these things that you need to be aware of. And Tina, how can people be in touch and stay in the flow of the know of what you're doing in spite of what Facebook would try to interrupt?
Yeah, well, the top way that you can now get in touch with me, besides my Facebook counterculture mom group, I'm not in prison now, so you can definitely get my info now. And it's always updated regardless, but I just sometimes am blocked. But that's a really good way. But the other one is an app. We have a Counterculture Mom app that parents can download for free through Google Play, iTunes Store. And I send out push notifications weekly, about once a week, unless it's a really big emergency. I'll do more than one. And it notifies the parents, pops up on their cell phone saying, hey, look at this. This TV show just came out, or this movie is coming out, or this app was just released. And either it's positive or negative. Danger, run from it. Here's why, and here's some positive options instead. Or I'll say, great movie to check out with your family. Go support it on opening weekend.
Exactly.
You'll be greatly surprised. And that way it keeps them updated ahead of time, because so many parents tell me when they hear me speak around the country, Tina, awesome information. I wish I would have found out about the Blue Wheel Challenge last week, because my son was just introduced to it 3 days ago. Mm. Well, this gives them the chance to know before their kids find out, and that's why I love my app.
Right.
Because it keeps them ahead of the game.
And you're not dealing with app interruptus like you are with Facebook,
no
right?
Censorship. Yeah. No censorship. No censorship. I've been praying, Apple, don't you dare take down my app.
Yes.
you know, that'll be next. But on my app, the last two alerts I pumped out, there was Sabrina. There's a brand new show on Netflix. Mm. It's a remake of Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I worked on that show 15 years ago. That was a comedy, okay? That was bad enough, but that was a comedy. Now we've got the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Parents thinking, oh, I used to watch that as a kid. My
kids
used to watch it. Great. It's not. It's all about witchcraft. And so I talked about an orgy scene among like 7 or 8 teens, very graphic, that was just on in the last 2 weeks. And another alert, believe it or not, Bill, it's no longer drugs and alcohol glamorized in pop culture as it was 5, 10 years ago. Riverdale season 3 just kicked off a couple weeks ago. And once again, through my app, I warned parents that this actually endorses baby sacrifice.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. This is what our culture has reduced itself to. And it's no wonder. And, you know, I was just mentioning New York and, you know, Thanksgiving. I had a lot of families upset. They were up in arms over, you know, getting, slapped in the face on Thanksgiving. They're sitting around with their family watching the Macy's Day Parade, a tradition. And all of a sudden, I mean, no warning. Boom. Yeah. And, one guy I was talking to, he goes, well, does that bother you? And I go, yeah, it bothers. I mean, it bothers me. I'm just not into, you know, forgive me if I'm all that bad, but I have a belief system, I have a faith system that I'm committed to, a biblical worldview, and, it offends me. I don't want, if that's what our country has come to, and in the name of, you know, freedom of speech and expression and that sort of thing, at least give me a warning, because you know that this is disruptive. This is, the culture is not embracing this. Just like the culture by and large, you know, it has made its stand. It says, look, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. This is what the culture said. The government and a minority of people have said, well, you're going to like it because that's the order of the day from now on. And so what happens? You've got good people they say, okay, I'm just going to put my head down. I'm going to ignore it as best I can and move on. And I'm not going to I'm not going to let it affect me. But yet what's happening is it's become so pervasive that it's entering into the classrooms. Being thrust on our TV. But I'll tell you what the Macy Thanksgiving Day Parade organizers did I think was horrible, you know, and no response from them. No sense of, hey, I'm sorry, we did this or nothing. It's just, you know, they're going along, you know, to get along with the current mode of the culture.
I couldn't agree more. And like you said, the biggest thing for me was there was no warning. And I was wanting to watch the parade. I'm glad I didn't turn it on now. But it's such a bummer because it was a big tradition. I would love to have my kids watch it. But once again, we can see the unfairness in this. Do they ever have a man and a woman getting married with a biblical foundation and pastor at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Never. They'll never promote that. So at least giving the kids an option. Do you want this or this?
Yeah. Well, people of faith are being, you know, criticized. I mean, we're being satirized at all point. I mean, the other day we had a chance. I hadn't seen the movie The Crazy Rich Asians, and my wife pulled it up, and we happened to watch it. And one of the opening scenes is a Bible study group of these women being very catty and very unchristian-like, but yet all proposed, you know, giving you some sort of like, this is the typical Christian, you know, woman's Bible study. And, you know, I thought, wow, you know, how grievous to people of faith. But, you know, this is Hollywood. This is, you know, what it's all about, you know, and it's all cool because it reinforces to them what they believe, the Christian faith to be about, that it's all about a bunch of hypocrites and what have you. And no doubt, nobody's claiming perfection here.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that the truth needs to be discerned somewhere. And Jesus said he is the truth. He is the way, the life. And anything but that puts you down a slippery road. And by doing this, they are mocking God. And God will not be mocked. You know, we're reaping right now what we have sown in this country.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. And now is the best time for us to stand up and do the right thing. The good news is, I know there's a lot of stuff we want to run from, and I will do my best to warn parents to the app. And I want to also remind parents of this really quick. If they text the word guide, G-U-I-D-E, to the number 444-999, they will be prompted to enter their email. They put their email through text, and then I will have them on my newsletter list. And also, they get a free Pop Culture Purge PDF guide on giving them thousands of great entertainment options that obviously, Bill, we know today's media is not promoting. And the two movies that just came out that are fantastic, I had a chance to get screening passes to see them before they're released, is The Grinch. The Grinch, surprisingly, was fantastic. Have you seen it yet?
No, I've not, but I've heard, you know, a lot from our reviewers that it is a great family film.
It's a great family film. The Who's from Whoville actually sing biblical scripture-based songs, O Holy Night and a couple others, where I'm like literally my jaw dropped and I'm looking around thinking, what state am I in? What country am I in?
Right.
America?
Well, yeah.
It was fantastic. And then, and great, not even one scene of 30 seconds where I'm like, oh man, I got to explain that to my kids later. It was great.
Right.
The other movie that I just had a chance to watch was Green Book, which was fantastic. Have you seen that movie yet?
I've seen the trailer time and again. It is on my list to see, and I'm eager to see it. So what were your what was your takeaway on that movie?
Well, the takeaway is a comedy drama film. It took place in the 60s, a true story about African-American classical pianist Don Shirley. Was in that movie, and then Tony Vallelonga, I hope I'm saying that right, Vallelonga, he was an Italian-American bouncer, and a true story of how he became this guy's personal driver. Back in the 60s, of course, there was a lot of racism going on, and he wanted to do a pianist tour down in the South, and this driver got hired, and he's like, I'm not dealing with this, because he was a racist himself in the movie in the very beginning. It was wild to see that.
Right.
And through the movie, after he got hired, the two guys became really great friends. And to see the walls come down on racism, on assumptions of each other, their backgrounds and mistakes in their past, they both grew from each other and learned how to put differences aside. And it was so awesome, Bill. I'm not even joking. I have never been in a theater. I can't remember the last time. Where everybody in the crowd, every 5 to 10 minutes, were clapping and literally out loud saying, "Yes, that's awesome! Yes,
right, exactly." I think that's where our country is at. We're ready to be united and ignore all this divisiveness that's been going on. Tina, we got about a minute left here, real quick, and I wanted to address this Planned Parenthood video, real quick. Can you report on that?
Yes, Planned Parenthood, there was a video shown recently to middle school students in Osprey, Florida, Pineview High School, where it was all about consent, and they showed men kissing and women kissing in this video, people grabbing each other's body parts, and telling people, ask first before you have sex, and yet they never got the consent from the parents to show the video, and now people are all up in arms. So talk to your kids, know what's being shown in the classroom, have communication with kids, check your kids' iPhones, know what movies they're watching, and please connect with me by texting GUIDE to 444-999 and downloading the Counterculture Mom app. Bill, you rock. Let's keep trying to
And the thing is, Tina, one final thing is the kids need to be empowered to know if they are being shown something that their parents would not approve of, it's okay for them to be excused from that classroom and go to the principal's office and ask them to call their parents. This is most important. Tina Marie Griffin, thank you.
More informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems. The Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Homemakers. Grocery.